All right. Welcome, Jay Oberon Stylist. What a fantastic day it is. I'm so excited. We are in the fourth quarter. Now, I'm going to let that sink in for a second and really understand, what does that mean for you? What does that mean for Jay Oberon? And what does it mean for your teams? We are in October. And what that brings with it is just a bunch of new, fresh energy, a fresh start. We've got three more months to wrap up 2023. For those of you that don't know me, my name is James Burgess. I'm the Vice President of Sales here at Jay Oberon, and it's my privilege and honor to be with each and every one of you today. Excited to be bringing our winter collection launch. We have a lot in store for you. We have the winter collection launch. We have some great conversation around product. We have the Fabric Stretch Index. I know you've heard about it, and if you haven't, you're going to. We're broadcasting live today from our Dallas Stylist Studio. So you'll get to see a lot more of that as we move through this afternoon. So I hope your other swatch is ready. I hope they're next to you. If not, please get them. That way you have them with you as we're moving through the presentation today, which again, is going to be a lot of excitement because there's a lot of opportunity within your fabric swatches to then go out and show all of your existing clients as well as your new clients. October really does bring a fresh start. It really does bring newness into your business and into your life, if you will. So with that, this morning, you all should have received an email in your inbox that talked about what we're doing in October. Well, if you read it even more carefully, you understand that it's Rocktober. It's a time to rock your business. It's a time to make things happen. We announced a few different promotions for this month, and so I want to pinpoint some of those for you real quick. One is around title promotions. Title promotions. As you grow your client count, as you grow your stylist within your organization, you grow and you promote up. And so I want to focus this month on leaders leading. And each and every one of you absolutely are leaders. Whether that's if you think about that at Jay Oberon, in your home, in your family, in other organizations that you're a part of, you each have influence that allows you to lead. And so this month of October, I want you to lean into that. I want to ask yourself, what is it going to take this month for me to truly believe and to truly lead in every aspect of my life? And so we have an incentive for you. Read through your email on that. We had three stylists promote last month. And so I want to give a big shout out. And I know I'm going to forget this. So I want to be right. Associate partner. We have our newest associate partner, Evie Rouse. Evie, congratulations. We have our newest style advisor, Michelle Roshkoff. Michelle, congratulations to you. Now, we have our newest managing partner at Jay Oberon. Now, this month, of the month of September, she not only promoted one time or two times, she did three promotions within the month of September. Please, round of applause for our newest managing partner, Lisa Squad. So phenomenal. That is new. That is growth. That is moving her organization along and building momentum throughout the entire company. And so I want each and every one of you to understand that you have that at your fingertips this month. And so there's incentive to put in play for that. We also know that on the 4th of October, so just another couple of days, we are going to launch our inactive client promotion. So those of you that have been here before, you understand how that works. You've done it. You've seen your clients come back. That maybe hadn't purchased in the last year. Those of you that are new to the company, this is an opportunity to not only work with your existing clients, to go find more new clients, but also to bring some of those existing clients that haven't shopped with you in a while back at Jay Oberon. And so we have an incentive. And we'll be reaching out to them and telling them who they are and what that incentive is for them. So again, there's a lot in store for you this month in October. We're excited to kick it off with our winter collection launch, which actually launches tomorrow. But we have a lot more in store for you today. So without further ado, I do want to introduce to you our Chief Creative Officer, Simon Neen.
Thank you, James. Thank you. Hello, everybody. Thank you to our squad here helping us out this morning. We're actually in the Dallas Stylist Studios, as James mentioned, because today, coincidentally, the studio is actually closed to the public. But we are in a public space and it can get quite noisy around here. So forgive us if some kids run by outside, going to the Starbucks next door, et cetera. We'll try to do our best and keep everything on track. I'm here today to go through the new winter product. It's a small launch. That doesn't mean it's not important. we actually anticipate a lot of our winter product into the fall collection. If you remember, we launched a lot of outerwear in the fall collection, which we would normally be launching with winter. But last year, there was an outcry for it, some of the pieces launching early. Well, we think it's best to launch everything at the same time. So we launched all of our outerwear earlier this season. So we won't be focusing on outerwear, but we do have some updates, both in shirting, some pant updates, accessories, which are very exciting. And I've asked Dave Gates and Bob Esparza. Bob runs our Dallas studio here in Inwood Village. But I've asked them to join me today to kind of go through product, help me show to you some, not only some of the technicalities of the swatches, but also how to sell them, how to work with the collection and show it to your clients, show it to new clients, show it to clients maybe have things in their closet already. So Dave and Bob, would you like to join me up here? And we'll talk about product. We're going to put a mic on Dave, I think, as well.
Just need a mic.
Yep. Welcome, Bob and Dave, this morning.
Hello.
So, Dave, why don't you talk to us about the first set of swatches? Actually, no, before we do, I've forgotten already because I was jumping into swatches. I did want to talk a little bit about this space. Bob, you've been working in the space. Over summer, we have been renovating space. We had those of you who know the studio know it was kind of very much set up as a traditional retail space, racks on the wall, fixed furniture. We wanted to create a space that's very dynamic and complex with the use that stylists work with. So we created these stations for the stylists to work on. You see, we took out all the furniture was here, and these individual stations are set up so stylists can work with their clients, work with swatches, on this beautiful solid tables. These are actually an etched glass. Bob, you've been working with this studio setup now for some time. You have your own one, I know, but stylists love this setup, don't they?
They do. It's so easy to lay out your whole outfit that you're looking to set up for the customer.
And tell me a little bit about these screens.
So we have screen mirroring that if you're working on your iPad or your computer, we could mirror the screen right to our website where it's much easier for the customer to see our product.
Great. Online. We added some extra light as well, and these actually double up because you can put your iPhone on it and charge it while you go. We have some kind of cable control underneath so you don't have all these cables around. One thing I always call out when you're looking at a studio, always plan when you're going to need your power sockets so you don't suddenly at the end realize that you're going to have cables running across the floor. Dave, behind Bob there, as you can see, we have all the swatches held up from, I think that's Essentials all over there.
This is Essential Suiting, yes. So this is a wonderful idea. We had our factory give us a few yards of each essential suiting fabric. And this display really highlights kind of the power of that collection and easier to show and see how it can be versatile in your clients'
work. So these can become off, they're hooked on, so you can take them off if you need to, and then you can put them back, bring it to the table and work. These are actually half yards, not a full yard, because if you have a full yard, they get very long, a bit more encumbrant to walk around the studio, and they also can trail on the floor, which is the last thing you want with any of our swatches. This is a feature wall. That's actually their prints of my sketches that we offer in the studio as part of the studio package, that you can actually download them, print them. These are very inexpensive frames. I think I got from Amazon or IKEA or somewhere like that to put them in. And then, so you see, we have three of these stations here as we scan down the room. This is our iron ore wall here. And above there, we have the J. Hilburn logo. This is actually a recycled logo that you may remember. Some of you who went to the old office would have seen it on, we used to have it in the old office entrance. Well, we recycled it. Dinah and I very carefully thought about packing this away. And when we were replanning the studio, we thought, let's use this beautiful logo that we have. As I walk further down, you can see over here to my left, this is kind of a feature wall. One of the big things about a stylist studio that we're really stressing is less samples, less need of samples. We know clients gravitate towards samples, but of course, that's not really the model we want to push with studios because it becomes very expensive to manage. Swatches, larger swatches, and examples of things, of key items, of qualities, et cetera, are important to have, but not a whole collection. This is Bob's very fortunate because when we finish with our photo shoot samples, we bring these down to Dallas and we put them in the studio until they go into the stylist store at the end of season when they're available to everybody to purchase. But as you see, this is a vignette. I did want to point out, these are the new rolling racks that we advise everybody to use in the studios because they're on wheels. They're also very, I think, very effective. There's two versions of this. There's another version that's just a pure rolling rack. This one actually has a lateral shelving system. And these are, I think, about $100 each, these rolling racks, which is a very affordable price point. With two or three of these, even of a small space, you can decorate it. You can move them around. When you're working with a client, maybe on a one of these workstations, you could pull a rolling rack over towards you, personalize it with the product that he may want to see, swatches from the wall. So you, then he comes down and can sit and work in this space. This is actually counter height that we're working with. In the very beginning, I was thinking of doing tables lower, more like dining table height, but kind of working with stylists and listening to the way that you work, it's sometimes nice just to kind of stand even without sitting. So working at this counter height is the ideal height. There is a higher table height. I think it's bar top. I wouldn't advise that because you get very high. For those of you who've been sitting in the bar top, you are very high and very high store. So this is kind of the recommended height. Did I miss anything, Bob, about the studio? Anything else you'd like to point out?
No, I think you nailed it there.
Great.
That's good.
We still have some things we're fixing. I mean, we were very lucky because this space was gorgeous. Great lighting. We didn't need to redo it. It was a wonderful floor that we worked with. We brought in new kind of furniture, really, to finish it off. It wasn't anything that we had to. We obviously had to paint the wall, but we didn't really do any major work here, luckily. Great. So that's the studio. Did I forget anything about the studio? Great, looking at my team here. So let's talk about winter product.
All right. And forgive me. I need a microphone at all times, but I do have to share my microphone. Wow. As well. So we're going to be passing it around.
And apparently mine's like
very small. So we're going to be very delicate with it. All right. But yes, thanks for joining me. Thanks for the walkthrough of the studio, Simon. As someone that's been here and seen the transformation, it's really much more workable. Now you can actually walk around, you can see things, and it's a very inviting space. So with winter launch, right, happening tomorrow, we do have a little update. And Simon gave you kind of the rundown earlier, but I want to go through some of the qualities with you. And then having Bob here and some of the samples, he's actually going to give you some selling tips for these fabrics, which I think is an awesome way to kick off the season. Winter is always is an add-on to fall. There are some specific ways you can wear these pieces, but it's nice to kind of see how you can integrate that into maybe your client's wardrobe or some of the other pieces we have in the collection. So leading off, we kind of have an oldie but a goodie, if you will. Now, I do have to apologize. A lot of stylists have asked me if we had velvet coming back this season.
We didn't think we did.
We didn't.
Until
about last week. But we discovered we were able to secure some navy and black velvet from Lewis Bay Moss. And this will be available in suiting and formal like it was before.
Sport coat.
And very nice addition for winter.
Yeah.
Right? Holiday, parties, also just a nice sport coat to wear socially.
So it's just navy, it's just black. You reminded me that the burgundy that there's been a collab, it's actually on sale and it's running out. So anybody who is thinking of burgundy, I would advise get onto it now because I think we're also on a low quantity on that.
Yes. Burgundy, get it while you can. Navy, black. We've actually gone out and secured some more fabric in those colorways.
Right. Okay. So I think we all know how to wear velvet, particularly when we're talking about formal wear, because you do the satin trim, the grosgrain trim. I like it as a coat with a wool pant, so maybe with revenge pant. So you split it up. We do offer velvet as a head to toe, and the velvet is the same quality as we ran last year. It has stretch in it, doesn't it? If I'm not mistaken.
No, it's 100% cotton.
Sorry.
It's a very nice quality from Brisbane Moss. It's known for their velvets.
Great.
Cotton fabric.
So that's velvet.
All right.
Sorry, Bob. You got it?
Thought we were going to pass off there. But now we're going to get into some shirting. We've got a new quality we're going to start off with from Albini, the Boston Organic quality.
Love
that. So when you first look at these swatches, they look very inviting, I think. Very wearable. These check patterns and easy to wear colors. And I think once you get into these fabrics, you're going to find some really cool details. Let me give those to you now.
Some of you might be looking at the content and see that it's mostly lyocell. It's a lyocell cotton blend. And a lot of you may be unfamiliar with lyocell.
Tell us about lyocell.
So let's find out about lyocell. So it's a plant-based fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, actually made out of eucalyptus trees sometimes. You know, we have to fight the koalas for those. but they're happy to share. It's naturally biodegradable and compostable. So it's a very important fiber in that respect.
Very yeah. Eco-friendly. It's very similar to the construction, the way they would make a viscose or a rayon, because it's made from a fibrous fiber from the tree, actually. Yeah.
The benefits you get from lyocell are the soft touch. It actually absorbs moisture, so it keeps moisture off the body. It's a little less wrinkle-prone than 100% cotton. And lightweight, yet durable type of fiber. So that's kind of the benefits of lyocell, if you will.
So it's Albini, which is telling within itself. For those of you who know the Albini mill that we work with for a long time, one of the leaders in shirt manufacturing and cottons in particular in Northern Italy, from Northern Italy. Now they're investing in lyocell yarn, it's telling to us. So we're definitely wanting to follow their lead in this because it is an eco-friendly fiber. And we are seeing more and more lyocell pop up just generally within the market. So we love having this. The other thing I love about these patterns from Albini and why we actually thought they were a great launch for the winter collection is that most of them have kind of an ecru background rather than a white background, which gives it that kind of camel friendly, warm tone friendly with the reds and the greens and some of the blues that are really nice to wear things with. How many colorways are we doing these in?
We have six different colorways.
I'm holding up a red.
And now let's see how we wear it, Bob.
How would you wear it, Bob? Come on, tell us.
So I like to introduce all of our customers, our brand new customers, with our windstopper. And this is the gorgeous Zinnia camel windstopper, 100% cashmere. And it's just a unique piece, meaning it could be an outerwear piece for Dallas, just something that just kind of takes that chill out of the air. You zip it up, and it just is a wonderful add-on.
But tell us about the windstopper, because it's a detachable front, isn't it? And that's why it works as outerwear.
Exactly. It zips in and out. It takes 2 minutes to take it out, 2 minutes, put it back in. But just a great add-on piece. It's $250 that you can add on, and you can actually add your tech vest as well for another $150 there. But just a great, unique piece. And what I loved about when I travel and go to a cooler climate is that I get so many customers that come up to me, not customers, just people in the airport that said, "Where did you get that? It's just so unique and just so elegant." And just
this looks great on you.
Feels amazing.
You're looking great, by the way.
Thank you very much.
So this windstopper in the Zen you were talking about, this is actually, if I remember, Trofeo. It's a special, it's got a bit of cashmere. It's a cashmere blend. But it has this wonderful weave texture. And the windstopper is available in lots of different fabrics, right, Bob?
I believe there's 12 fabrics.
From different price points, so from opening price point all the way through to the Zenia. And of course, you gravitated towards the Zenia this morning.
Yeah.
You're a fellow after my own heart. So I love that camel color, and I was talking about the warm tones. Any one of these shirts really kind of goes with the look.
Right back to it.
Yeah, right back. And tell me about your pants. What are your pants?
So I am wearing my favorite pants. If everybody who visits the Dow Studio, 90% of the times I'm in the four-way stretch. Love the four-way stretch. It's just such a comfortable trouser. But what I love about it is you get one customer in it and they're coming back to buy six more because it's absolutely amazing. So that is something that...
Is the new color you're wearing?
I've got the saddle, which is new for fall there.
Now, this is four-way stretch.
Yes.
So four-way stretch, normally a stretch fabric will actually stretch in the horizontal side of things. So it will stretch this way. So if you imagine this type of movement, it's really comfortable. What the four-way stretch does, it actually stretches in longitude as well as latitude. So when you bend your knees as well, it will bend across your knees and, of course, curves another part of the body. And this is a great... We actually have Erin here later who's going to talk to us about how to fit some of these fabrics with our new FSI, which I'm trying to remember what the acronym is, Fabric Stretch Index, which goes live very soon. She's going to explain a little bit about that and some other newness. So we have Erin here with us later on in the episode.
Perfect.
Great. So that's our quality from Albini.
So naturally, that goes back to natural colors, browns, I think denim.
Oh, denim. Yes, exactly. Well. Yes.
Okay. Great.
There's really
some newness in denim as well, which we're going to be talking about. And we have a new pant as well, which we'll get to. So are you going to change, Bob? Or yes. are we going to get this? Dave, why don't you
talk about change? And I'll tell you about the next packet of shirting in winter. This is a quality you all know and love from Rotti, right? Italian male, really known for working with these prints. And we've got five new prints that are very holiday-esque, I would say. Maybe the Christmas trees gave it away. But I do have one question for you, Simon.
Yes.
What does the fox say?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Doesn't the lazy fox jump over the, well, something like that?
I love it because we've got two prints with the fox. It's a nice, kind of fun way to wear a print as well as the Christmas trees. And then two kind of geo motif prints. So it's the same quality from Rotti that we know and love. 95% nylon, 5% elastane, woven. Feels like just a nice, comfortable dress shirt in a tech fabric.
Super stretch. Love this fabric. Clients love it. These new prints are all solid background, so that means you don't see the white, which sometimes we have in Rotti. We have the kind of saturated colors, these beautiful kind of teal blues, navy, a brighter blue, and then, of course, burgundy as well. The fox is actually good luck.
Very good luck. Why don't we have these here? Before we pass it over to Bob, I want to show the extended facing placket. Now, this is an option we launched earlier this year, mainly for printed shirts, right? So you can see the background, the backside of the print is kind of a natural light color because it's printed. It's only on one side. So we developed this extended facing placket, which you can see is actual fabric that goes around the placket and inside. So when you wear it unbuttoned, you don't get the unsightly kind of backside of the fabric. You get the actual front side of the fabric. So it's a very nice feature, mainly for print shirts.
Yes,
is where you'll see
print shirts, but particularly with these saturated backgrounds, it can look a little garish, I think, when you see the white background. So we developed this option. It has a small upcharge, of course, because you do use more fabric, and it does exclude, I think, the stiff placket, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, there's some exclusions there, it's definitely worth trying with your clients that wear a lot of print shirts.
Okay, Bob, you have another. You're liking camel this
fall. I'm liking camel this fall. I'm going with it there. And what I love about this, so this is our overshirt. And let me just tell you what I did with it there. So I took my regular shirt measurements, and I bumped this out 2 more inches than what it is, because I want this to feel like a jacket that you would wear at a football
game. So width and shoulder and
Not shoulder. So just the body. The chest, hip, and the hip and waist measurement there. I popped it up too. Of course, took it up to an untucked shirt, my untucked shirt there. But I put a stiff collar on this one, which gives it more of a jacket feel. So that's what I love about this is you can make this into just a typical shirt or more of a jacket kind of feel there, but absolutely just love this for fall. It's a great add-on piece.
I bet you're looking forward to cooler days here in Dallas.
It's coming around the corner.
You're planning ahead. I love that you're planning ahead because most clients don't. And the moment that the weather changes, of course, out there, they're running in here looking for things. And of course, with custom, it takes time to get things ready for them. So it's at least a 2-week turnaround, sometimes even more. Even for an overshirt. So get your clients in overshirts now because sooner or later, the weather all over the US will all be wearing our overshirts.
I just want to plug that quality while we can. This is the Canclini Wotan quality. You have 4 fabrics. You can't miss them because it's a new swatch format that we developed to show the largeness of the pattern. It's got a QR code that takes you to the website. So these 4 are kind of the overshirt program.
Great. Nice big swatches here. Thank you, Joe and team, for those. So that's our Rotti quality. As we said, the foxes. The Christmas trees we thought was a lovely thing for the holidays. It's kind of one of those prints I love. It's a novelty print that when you kind of zoom in, you see the little Christmas trees. But when you're at a yard's distance, you kind of can't make out what it is. But it's going to be a great gifting, I think, for the holiday time.
And keep in mind with the Rotti as well, dress shirts and polos. So if you have clients that want to wear those a little bit more casually as a polo, you have that option as well.
Okay. Next quality, Dave.
Next quality is from Soktaş, our friends from Turkey. And what we have here are the Performers Ventura quality. We have this quality in fall as well. But what you'll see with the winter update is kind of these fun holiday winter type of plaids. So this is actually a blend. YSL must be the trend today. So Simon said more of these mills are using it. You're seeing it pop up more. So YSL cotton with 3% stretch. So you get a wonderful hand feel to these. Obviously comfort from the stretch. But in these kind of old school, traditional kind of tartans and plaids,
holiday tartans
for holiday and winter. So that's really kind of the emphasis with this program. How would we
put it? The stretch, I feel, makes it really modern as well.
Oh, it does.
So
yeah.
Instead of it being kind of traditional L.L. Bean plaids and flannels, these are a little finer. They're a little bit more wearable under knits as well, our cashmere sweater.
Under a sport coat.
Under a sports coat as well, I think. So they have a lovely hand feel to them. The twill isn't too heavy. It's a medium weight, so it covers you, makes you feel warm without adding that weight. And Bob, you're into shirt jackets today, big time, huh?
Yes, I love this shirt jacket here. One, because it's the perfect weight for Dallas. You know, a lot of times we don't need an outerwear coat or things like that. So just going out to dinner for customers, just adding another category to their attire there, it just is a perfect, just separate piece.
Third piece. I'm a big proponent of the third piece, especially in warm climates. You can finish, you know, a lot of people presume just with a shirt and a pant, you finish an outfit. That's nowhere near finished as far as I'm concerned. Your third piece, whether it be a lightweight cotton with a zip through or a warmer weight shirt jacket like you're wearing, always thinking about what the third piece can be to finish an outfit completely up. And then, of course, the fabulous accessories that go with it all. But sorry.
Yes. But I mean, this pairs back to denim. It pairs back to all of our dress trousers that we could do. So dress this up or dress it down. It's always better to talk into the mic.
Yeah.
Just a great item. And once again, just an add-on piece that our customer most likely don't have in his wardrobe.
And I love the way you're playing with texture, because this one is an opening price point fabric. I actually have a sports coat in this from our studio collection. And it has the kind of herringbone texture, natural background with the blue, which picks up of all of these shirts. Like, don't be afraid to mix some of these textures that kind of seemingly are solid with the pattern. That's part of the sophistication of styling and stylists that can offer. Get to play with your swatches and put these fabrics together and see for yourself how you like them and if you feel comfortable showing them to your clients.
No, but once again, going back to this, whenever you're getting ready to finish up a sale, it's always nice to throw this guy in there because, like I said, most likely they don't have this piece in the wardrobe.
Brilliant.
And yes.
Love that. Nice. Thank you. Great. What's next, Dave?
Great tips. So we're going to move on to the pants party now. And we've got a little malfunction here. Anyway, let me tell you about Rhodaflex OB stretch pants. We started this quality last fall. We had 4 or 5 colorways. We heard a lot of feedback that clients really love this because it's a wool pants, right? But with 1% stretch. So you get a little bit more comfort. So tell us a little bit about the Rhodaflex.
So the Rhoda,
like this quality.
The Rhodaflexo, it's kind of a flannel, but because of the sultan type of look of the yarn that's used, you get a lot of texture. So it has that lovely wintry feel. It's wool. Something you're not going to find anywhere really in the market is a off-the-peg version of this. They tend to work with synthetics, with things that are not kind of as elevated as this pant is from Rhodaflexo. And it has the stretch quality in it. If I'm not mistaken, this is a B stretch. It stretches both ways, but it's only 1%, which again, with our fabric stretch index, you'll be able to understand how to fit that differently to another stretch. So each stretch quality will have its own index, knowing the stretchability, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll have Aaron in a second when we get to the next quality to talk about fabric stretch index.
Three colors. Dark khaki, the navy, and the gray.
Let me just see them out.
The sample out there.
I love the blue as well, because the blue is it's not like a solid navy. It has a bit of texture to it, a little aviator blue, if you like. And when you get up close to it, it's kind of a darker and a lighter blue put together. And this is a lovely color. It's kind of brown tobacco color with the camel in between. As you saw, Bob, loving all the camels and naturals, I think this is a great pant to combine a lot of the camels and naturals in the collection.
I think this is a great way to kind of dress up a casual pant, if you will, whether for the office, social outfit, or something like that. So let's let Bob tell you about
how he would say.
So putting on a little outerwear in wardrobe.
Well, you have this little baby hidden away, huh?
I had it from last season there. But this is our pea coat and just a nice modern twist to just an outerwear piece. If your customer is going to a football game, he's going out to dinner with his wife, just a great add-on piece that gives it a nice modern flair and still keeps you very warm there.
Well, I love the pea coat. Traditional piece that actually comes from naval uniforms, and it's designed with its larger collar that you can flip and button all the way to the top. I shouldn't be doing that over my microphone, but button all the way to the top so it protects you from the wind, the strong wind at sea, so it can definitely protect you in a cold football game as well. This is Colombo cashmere, if I'm not mistaken. Beautiful piece.
Thank
you. Okay, so newness. Forgive me, but I'm not sure you can see the differentiation here. We have some new denim colorations that are coming in. Same quality denim in our custom-made denim program that we know he loves. It's cotton lycra. It has stretch to it. And it's a fabric that we tried and tested. We've been working for some time now on some new wash panels, which are kind of that expression of wash that you get from the whole of the pant now, from the top to the bottom. We have, if you remember our, did you pull me a denim pant that from the window? Thank you. So if you remember, this is actually one of our, this is the Pacific wash, our lighter wash. If you see here, this kind of very heavy abrasion, very vintage, authentic denim look, stuff you can see in the market. And this effect here that we call whiskering, which it is kind of high or low that we have around the kind of seat area of the pant, which imitates that crease of wearing away, kind of the crease you would get naturally when sitting down a lot. These new washers that we have are clean. They don't have any whiskering. One is just a simple, what we call a dark rinse, which is literally the fabric has a simple rinse on it. So it has very little decoloration anywhere within the pant, not along seaming, anywhere around the seat or the knees that you would normally get. So it's a very dark denim pant that clients are going to love. The other wash that we're introducing.
This is the medium rinse. So if you think about the Trinity wash, right, the medium wash.
Kind of mid-blue.
It's kind of a mid-blue, but with none of the fading or abrasion that Simon's covered. So a much more cleaner look to this pant, and same with the dark wash, like the Hudson, right, without the abrasion and the fading. So much cleaner, much...
It's more of a polished look.
Much more polished.
So this, I think, is a great denim that you're going to be able to wear with a sports coat, dress up for brunch, for a dinner date, kind of that going out denim. It's also, in a lot of places, a lot more office acceptable because it doesn't have that very heavy wash to it. When do we go live with this denim?
You know, that's TBD.
Okay.
TBD. We're working on that right now. We did want to share it with you while we had you to let you know these are coming. Might be a pre-spring resort timeframe, but we're trying to get these activated as quickly as possible.
Great.
So it could be off launch as well.
So Aaron, why don't you join us? Thanks for joining us this morning in the Dallas studio and talk to us a little bit about the fabric stretch index that's going live today, tomorrow.
So it'll be this week. We will be launching the fabric stretch index this week. And what that is our new five pocket program. Basically, we have seen historically that stylists really struggled with five pockets.
The stretch.
Yes. And it's the difference between if we stretch the denim and you can really see how Dave can pull on it versus those B stretch where they have that 1%, but it's still pretty rigid. And, you know, stylists have just really struggled with this. So we wanted to come up with a solution that kind of would help get the fit and feel of the pants would be the same between your denim and your B stretch.
So they don't need to think about adding or taking away any measurements. We do it for you on the back end, right?
Yes, exactly. So there'll be one When you create a new profile for your client now, you'll have one five-pocket profile.
Yep.
And then when you go to place the order, Greenroom, depending on the fabric that you choose, Greenroom makes an adjustment to the finished measurements.
Cool.
And you don't see any of that. You don't have to memorize anything. It's all automatic. And then when those pants come in, your client is going to fit and feel the same across his five pockets.
That's fabulous. So what you're saying is this will take away the fact that when a guy puts on his full stretch, it's going to feel like his B stretch, because we've taken care of that in the back room with the patterns, with our tech team in the factory directly. The stylist doesn't need to worry about it anymore.
That is correct. And the other thing is, you bring up the four-way stretch. We've also, when you order a four-way stretch using the five-pocket FSI, we've stabilized that waistband. So you don't have to worry about adjusting your client's waistband. Great. With the four-way stretch. It'll be the same. And those are things that we're doing with the new profile. You'll still have your existing profile. So for a client that's happy, you can keep ordering your pants exactly the same.
Brilliant, brilliant. And so where is all this training going to be for size for them to understand? I know you have put together a document. Where is it?
Yeah. Newsroom. If you go into the newsroom under Fit Library, right now it's sitting right at the top, so it's really easy to find, but it will be in the casual pants section. And there's a lot of information. Sorry, I'm moving away from my microphone. So there's a lot of information there. We have an FAQ section where you can see where we tried to answer all of your questions, let you know what's coming. And then, of course, you can always reach out to Fit Advice, and they can help you as well if you have questions. And we're anticipating by the end of the week to have this live.
Yes. That's great. Thank you for that wonderful update. Now, you have another update for us, I know, as well, about sports coats.
Yeah. So the second update that we are going to be launching is due to the success that our stylists have been having with the JH Fit trouser and sport coat. We have actually updated tape. So when you enter a new client, we are now going to create a JH Fit sport coat and trouser profile automatically for that client. So if you're an existing stylist or a new stylist, everyone will get the JH Fit profiles. And then if you, as an existing stylist, want to use Euro Tailored Classic, you can still do that. But we're going to automatically create that JH Fit for you. And we really hope that everybody tries it. We've been having great, really great success with the fit. Bob is actually using JH Fit exclusively at this studio now. So it's been really, we're doing a lot of conversion of people really liking it. So I would really encourage you to try it with your new clients.
So that's a great message for stylists that have been used to Euro, Tailored, et cetera. But for the new stylists, they don't even know it, do they? Because they're just using JH Fit. Yeah.
New stylists have only ever used the JH Fit. It's all they know.
Great. So, wonderful. Great. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. That's wonderful.
Thanks for having me.
You know what?
Us.
Let's get Erin and Hannah. We sit very close to Erin in the office, and I can tell you she's very passionate about these projects. And I'm very thankful to have her as well.
I'm sure
we don't talk about fit anymore.
We're all very thankful because none of us do. She's our expert and she can answer it. She works on it. This is kind of a new role that we've been investing in for some time now. And it really does show, because we're able to answer a lot of the things that come from the field on fit. Some of the things that make it very difficult for you, we're really trying to resolve some of those. And thank you, Erin, for all the hard work you do with Fang Fang and our tech team in Asia.
All right, let's talk about scarves.
We have some great accessories to share. So yeah. A new project. We had scarves some while back, but I'm very passionate about scarves because, as most of you know, I have a home up in the Northeast. I know what it's like when it's cold, not when it's October here in Dallas and 90 degrees, but when it's October in the New England and it's 50 degrees and windy as it can be. So we have some gorgeous new scarves, which I'm very excited about. It's from a mill that we've worked with in the past called Piacenza. Piacenza is one of those historic mills in the same region of Biella where we work with most of our Italian wool mills come from. They work with extraordinary luxury fibers, silks, wools, and cashmere, of course, and even things that, up to... Vicuna, which is a very special type of llama that grows in only part of South America. We don't offer that, but it's a fabric that can run up to thousands of dollars a yard. And I'm talking a wholesale price, not even for a client. So it's a very, very specialized mill in luxury fabrics. We're going to be reintroducing Piacenza in part of our collection, and you'll see that coming with the spring-summer collection. But as a little preview of that, that we have done a collaborative partnership with them on some scarves. This is a cashmere, the first one I'm holding is a cashmere silk. So it's 50-50, if I'm not mistaken.
It's pretty close. 51 silk, 49 cashmere.
And so it's woven together. You can imagine this is all about the hand feel. This amazing hand feel that's like a cloud. I'm going to try and put one on for you as well. You can hold that. This color combination, Dave, what do we call that one?
This is actually the natural heather. So we named it based on one of the sides. But the beauty of three of these is you get kind of a two-sided, two-tone look. So the natural has the kind of the mid-gray on the backside. You have the blue heather with the navy.
I have the blue heather with the navy, which has a navy background, of course, great back to a lot of the coatings in winter. And then the brighter blue on the other side. Yep. So when you tie these scarves, you know, you can tie them and they... you show kind of one side and the other color pops through. So you get this two-tone effect when the scarf is tied. And you can also play around with it so that you can see one side and not the other if you want. So you really get two scarves in one. Amazing gifting. It's just in time for gifting. I'll talk about gifting in a moment. But just in time for gifting. We're launching them now. What are we going to be selling these for, Dave?
So these are an actual incredible price. I mean, if you think about the fact that it's cashmere and silk, made in Italy, Piacenza, J. Hilburn, co-branded, $228 for a scarf.
That's amazing.
So, pretty amazing. We have these three are kind of the two-tone. There's a black and charcoal as well.
I should have shown the black and the charcoal. Again, black, a great color for guys in winter, particularly in the Northeast. And then it has the charcoal gray on the other side. Beautiful color combo.
Two plaids, one kind of charcoal Glen plaid, which Simon has here, and then the navy and black houndstooth. So very nice little selection of scarves, and great, as Simon said, for gifting.
Yeah,
buy one for yourself. They really are.
Two for myself, one for somebody else. That's the way I do it. Yeah.
But I mean, it's just really nice.
Very stylish.
Very nice.
These actually, you'll see in some of our key looks. We did launch them in some of the key looks, but they are going to be featured in our gift guide, of course, as well. Dave mentioned the collaborative aspect of it with Piacenza. So what we've developed is actually a nice swing card. So it's a detachable. This will have a J. Hilburn label. So it is
100% commission.
It will have a J. Hilburn label. But what we've done is created a swing card, which is in collaboration with our two logos of Piacenza and J. Hilburn, another exclusivity that they are very rigorous about giving and working with, but they were very happy to work with us on this. And it kind of explains Piacenza and the mill. And we have landing pages within our website that you can find much more about the mill, Piacenza, an extraordinary mill. Very happy to be working with them. And you'll see more newness coming soon.
Yes.
You have some other goodies there for us.
Really nice goodies. So I hope you guys are loving all the new neckwear and formal wear options we have on the site. We've got a new partner we're working with, and the breadth of their assortment is quite large. So we have some holiday updates, winter holiday updates. I say holiday because when you look at some of these patterns and plaids, it really kind of screams holiday. But what you have here is kind of the update that I've referenced. So you've got kind of three kind of winter tartan plaids, both in cummerbund and bow tie sets, full ties, self-tie, bow ties, pre-tie bow ties, any of those. You've got three new diagonal twill silk.
These are great.
Long ties.
Again, this is kind of a brighter blue, not the dark navy, which we had. So there's kind of more, some of our samples have been a little used, as you can see. But this is a brighter blue, this lovely bright green.
It's like
a green. Lovely green. It's going to look gorgeous. You combine this back to the black. I think it's going to look nice with the blue as well around holiday time. And then this lovely rich burgundy. I can't remember the names of the plaid. This is obviously Black Watch.
That's a Black Watch.
This is Campbell. I think it's a Campbell with the red background. I don't know what this one's called. I need to brush up on my.
We went a little bit more basic with these, Simon, much more color based.
Yeah.
Other than Black Watch, which I feel like everybody knows kind of what black watch is.
And I love these little squishy bow ties. They're gorgeous.
So we've got navy, black, and burgundy. These are a pre-tie. You know, a velvet self-tie would be a challenge for anyone to tie. But a nice little
great
option for holiday parties, absolutely, things like that.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So before we wrap things up, I just wanted to talk a little bit about gifting and the timing around it. We have, as usual, we launch around this time of year a gifting lookbook. So it is a regrouping of some of the fall looks, now the new winter product as well, that we put together in a gift guide that will launch, we're thinking probably around middle of October, maybe towards more the end of October. We haven't exactly decided on the timing, but it is kind of a 70-page gift guide. You're able to share digitally the link with your clients as they start shopping for the season, for the holiday season, and great ideas for gifts for him. I think with scarves this year, there may be some gifts for her in there too, if she wants.
Maybe.
Because why wouldn't you want some of those gorgeous, beautiful cashmere silk scarves at $238?
$228.
Goodness me. Fabulous gifting. That said, tomorrow when we launch the collection, there will be some new assets of the product that we've shared with you today, not under the gifting guise with holiday decorations, et cetera, but more kind of key looks of the ranges that you'll be able to share. You'll see all the new things. So you, as of tomorrow, all this product will be available. Just the gift guide itself will be launching a little later. I think I've covered anything. Anything else we'd like to say here today?
There's one more little update, late breaking news, Simon. We do have some new footwear coming.
Ah, there you go.
So I hope you guys have enjoyed kind of the new partnership with Taboot, meaning we invested in 5 styles in inventory. And we, you know, some of them were late, some of them were on time, but the Peterson, the Monaco, the Dickerson, the Bolton and Blue Velvet, and then the Colton, we actually invested in inventory. So I hope you're enjoying that. But we do have some new styles that you'll see popping up probably over the next month from Taboot that are part of our drop ship program. So not inventory that we bought, kind of the other avenue that we work with Taboot on. Some 2 new Shelby boots. We've got some double monk straps coming.
Great.
First time we've had those. And some new sneakers. So be on the lookout for that.
How many styles in total?
I believe 8 new styles.
Okay, great.
That you'll see over the next coming weeks. Check the weekly update. Obviously, the website will have those as soon as they're live as well. So that's the last update.
That's fabulous. Thank you for that. I'd forgotten about the updates from footwear. But I'm going to take any questions now that's live that we want to answer. I know that the team here have been following the chat live. Anybody want to throw us at some questions that we can answer? James, Rachel is here too. Brandon, thank you. And we have Charla here helping out this morning. Thank you too.
Oh.
Come back in for your overshirt.
Let's talk about the overshirt.
Let's sell this overshirt, Bob. Oh, great question. So I'll show you the shirt jacket. So I'll start with the shirt jacket. The shirt jacket is a lined only garment. It's made in our outerwear factory. It comes with a block that isn't a shirt. It's actually built very similar to the thing I'm wearing, which is our field jacket and town jacket. The shirt jacket's built off a similar block. So it has that kind of measurement. It's kind of boxy. You have options down the front. You have snap buttons. You have larger buttons as well from outerwear. So it really is kind of a development from an outerwear piece. The shirt jacket that you're wearing, you build as a shirt, right? And the buttons are only the buttons that are available from a shirt. So these are smaller buttons. But you can add any details that you find in the shirt, which gives it more advantage.
Yeah.
So you have here contrast stitching, which you probably can't pick up, but you can't do that on the shirt jacket in the outerwear profile. It comes with snaps, it comes with zips, and it comes with outerwear buttons, but we don't have the contrast thread. So there's different options because this is built off a shirt and this is built off a shirt jacket. Any other questions? Sorry?
That's the Western yoke. Yeah, so it's a nice detail.
The two Western lads are wearing the Western
theme, if you will. But Bob, I think an important part, sorry, I'm getting close so you can hear me.
Yeah.
But how would you offer an overshirt versus a shirt jacket? Like if a client was looking at kind of a third piece. So overshirt's kind of a new thing for us, right? Shirt jacket's more of an outerwear piece. Like, how would you kind of navigate that situation?
I sell this as just an extra piece that on Saturdays, just running around, you just need to throw in something really quick. That's, I mean, what I did with this is I put the classic collar on it and I did the Western front, but I didn't do the Western pockets up front because I didn't want it totally to feel like a Western shirt. I just wanted to feel like cozy in it. And I mean, and that's what the beauty of our business is we can give it so many details and change up the options and things like that there. So I'm not saying I did it right, but I just think I love the...
There is no wrong way to do it.
There is no wrong. It wouldn't be the same. I wouldn't do the classic. I'd have probably done a modern spread. I may have not done the style, but I do like the idea of a kind of a contrast button. So I may have played around with that. You may have started another way, even though you are a big fan of the Western. You know, you've been wearing...
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. And just get a little action in the back.
But one thing I learned...
The pockets. I think that's an important element. I think when you have a solid double pockets, add a little bit of interest and detail and, dare I say, fashion. But you can have it clean too. And when you do a big plaid, which we have, I think...
Yes, I got the other one right.
Now, one other thing I would note between the overshirt and the shirt jacket. An overshirt is essentially a shirt. So it's lighter, a little bit less constructed than something like that. Yeah, so it's like a shirt you're buying.
Yeah,
this is constructed.
It's constructed in an outerwear factory. So it's got a little bit more going on. This is a lighter weight piece. This is a fantastic, the Navajo kind of jacquard that we have from Can Cleaning.
It's cotton, but it's a heavier fabric. Something we'd never even show a shirt in because it's far too heavy as a shirt. But it becomes that layering new outerwear piece that you can wear over. You're wearing it over a shirt. You can wear it over knits. I'm wearing a t-shirt with my outerwear. So you can, you know, this becomes an outerwear replacement for a lot of things. Now, this type of garment, it may seem new to a lot of people who are looking this morning at this presentation. But the shirt, the overshirt's been around for a very long time. You know, it has obviously Canadian influence, an influence from... outdoors garment that people like L. Bean, Patagonia, those iconic outerwear people have been running for a very long time because it becomes that thing you throw on. You're going out, I don't know, to grab the chop the wood outside. You'll throw it over your t-shirt or your knit, and that's kind of where the heritage of where the piece came from. It was a heavy shirt for working in. So now it's become a fashion item, and we're rediscovering this. Some of the very high-end brands, Laura Piana, Xenia's as well, all showing a lot of shirt jackets and shirt over shirts. So I think it's...
Here it is in a full Western make. So you can see it's got the Western pockets, the snap front. And these all have stiff pockets too.
You're exactly
so
right.
You get a little bit kind of nice feel there. I mean, to each their own, right? But I think with something like this, if you didn't have a stiff pocket, you would just get kind of like a, you know, a little softer look to it, which isn't a bad thing if that's what your client wants. But as Bob likes and as I would like as well, I think in this is something that has a little bit more structure, right? It sits up a little bit more and looks a little bit more polished, I think.
So you like it that way? I would like it with actually soft. Because what I like to do is flip my collar as well when it's windy, maybe with a scarf or something. So when it's as big and stiff as this, it kind of gets wings of its own, particularly wind it can take off. So I think it's, again, back down to personal choice. Talk to your clients about what they like. I am going to talk a little bit about the stiff placket, which is slightly different to the stiff interlining on the collar. The stiff placket, which is something that we've had now since, I think, earlier this year, it's a stiffer placket that kind of helps the shirt stand up in the front. A lot of guys wear their shirts open now that, you know, with the decline of neckwear in general and guys needing ties all the time. Hence, they're wearing kind of more pattern, more bolder shirts in there than they have done before. And the idea of opening an open neckline has become much more acceptable across wide range of workplaces. So when the shirt is open, you don't want the collapsing look that you would have with a regular construction of a shirt, where the collar would probably like fall underneath a sports coat. So it's an added advantage to add the stiff placket. It's a small upcharge. Guys love it because it keeps that kind of up look in the collar. So when it's open, it stays open and in place, and you're not constantly fixing it. The placket does its job. It's on both sides. It's a special fusible that we've worked with the factory to include. And it's a must have, I think, for guys wearing modern shirts. Any other questions from the... Yes, we do. They were part of fall. They were launched in fall. We also have the Zip Nepis back. Oh, sorry. You didn't hear that. We have cashmere sweaters. We have V-neck cashmere sweaters. We have some left over from last year, which we're still at full price in those gorgeous, beautiful mid-tone and pale colors. We've introduced some new colors, a camel, which I know Bob is going to be loving. There's this is from last year.
We have a camel and a gray.
And a gray, a mid-gray, if I'm not mistaken. Beautiful Brunello, Puccinelli-type colors. But they do. There is the zip neck with the contrast color on the inside and the V-neck SML, XL, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, a few
tall. A few talls as well. So again, great gifting. I can't remember the price. I think it has a three in front of it.
$3.95.
$3.28. Thank you. Great question. They'll be featured in the gift guide as well, but they are featured in some of our key looks. You'll find them in the collection of four. Great. So with that, I want to just thank everybody in the room. Great morning here in the Dallas studio here at Inwood Village. The sun is out, though we're here showing in the middle of our fall product and showing the winter collection. This does all go live tomorrow. Be patient because some of this stuff, as you know, we go live early in the morning, but it takes a few hours for it to refresh on the website and in the green room sometimes. So keep kind of reloading and refreshing. If you don't see it immediately, it will be live as of tomorrow. James, anything you'd like to wrap up this
morning? Yeah, sure. Woo! Thank you. Hey, Simon, great job.
Thank
Dave,
you.
Bob, Aaron, so all the team that's here. We get the opportunity to present to you live and as the front line, right, from the home office. But there's an incredible team here in Dallas that's working for each and every one of you stylists to help support your business as we're continuing to grow. So we've got the team ready to help you in any way that we can to help you grow your business. When I started this call today, I let you know we're in the fourth quarter. And so I can't get away without using sports analogies. And when I think about sports, or the games, the ones I love the most are the ones that are broken up into quarters or halves, because it gives you time. You get to start, you get to learn, you get to adjust. But then when the fourth quarter comes, that's game time, and you can make or break it. We know all of you are going to make it. And so the reality is you have time now to adjust. You have a fourth quarter. We're kicking off in October, and it's this time right now that you can set the tone for the next 3 months. And I'm not going to scare you, but I will say it. 2024 is right around the corner. And so the way we want to finish this year is extremely strong to help the momentum carry on. And I think everything that you all just walked through is just more fuel. It's just more to get in front of new clients. It's more to get in front of existing clients. And it's more to add to their wardrobe and more to add to your business. And so you have all the tools that you need. You have the incentive. You have the support. And so now it's time. It's time to take all of that, pick up the phone, send text messages, get in front of new clients. New clients, new clients, new clients, get in front of your existing clients. But now it's yours and it's time to go. So with that, thank you to all of you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the amazing team here. And let's make it happen.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great winter.